I represent District 7, which is 8 towns and 2 cities, one of those cities being the city of Franklin, which is where the converter station is proposed to be built. Franklin is a city that struggled over the past few decades with the closure of mills and the depreciation of its tax base. It's also a place that's quite beautiful. Its citizens are proud and hardworking, and I know that the ones that I speak with are hopeful that the future will hold economic opportunity for them as well as for future generations. The Northern Pass project will be transformational for the city of Franklin. The project will provide a $400 million investment in the city's tax base, approximately $6 million a year in new tax revenues and more than 500 jobs coming to that city during the construction phase. The benefits to the city will both be short-term and long-term, and the residents of the city are eager to see this project move forward. I have followed this project for many years. No one will dispute the fact that Northern Pass got off to a bad start and was poorly designed and presented. However, the project has continued to reach out to communities, has listened to concerns from residents, and has made changes that address many of the concerns raised. Because of this, the project deserves your support. I recognize that these types of projects have impacts, and many residents have very legitimate concerns. The Site Evaluation Committee can play a positive role in helping address those concerns and encouraging Northern Pass and abutting landowners to continue to discuss opportunities to reduce the impact of the project. In conclusion, New Hampshire must pursue long-term energy strategies that balance the interest of its citizens, lowers the cost of energy, and helps create a vibrant economy. This project allows the citizens of Franklin to look into the future and know that the city they love has a future filled with opportunity. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.